AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Capitol Police is asking for the National Guard to stay and provide security at the Capitol for two more months. The Capitol is on high alert following intelligence about a militia group plot to storm the building. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says lawmakers are braced. After being briefed on the new threat, he said, "I think we'll see some violence here." But he also noted the Capitol's been fortified since January's attack, and more than 5,000 National Guardsmen are still here in Washington. Still, the House last night abruptly ended its work week and is on recess. The threat appears connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will again rise to power on March 4th, which for decades was Presidential Inauguration Day. Sagar Magani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is different than January 6th.
I hope you felt safe coming in today. We're way ahead of where we were last time because we have fences and we have National Guard and the rest.
Photos show North Korea may be trying to extract plutonium to make more nuclear weapons at its main atomic complex. Just weeks ago, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his nuclear arsenal. There was a slight increase last week in the number of people filing claims for unemployment benefits. An official at the White House says 98% of households that received a coronavirus relief check in December will also qualify for the next round of payments. Negotiations continue in Congress. The Supreme Court made it harder for longtime immigrants who have been convicted of a crime to avoid deportation. The ruling is against a Mexican citizen who entered the U.S. illegally and has lived in the country for 25 years. Stocks on Wall Street were mixed at midday. Investors are waiting to hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell later today. And ahead of the government's monthly jobs report, that is due out tomorrow. This is AP News. For a moment, a SpaceX landing looked like a success, but it blew up on the landing pad.
3, 2, 1, ignition. We have liftoff.
After lifting off from the southern tip of Texas, the ship soared more than 6 miles. It descended horizontally over the Gulf of Mexico and then flipped upright just in time to land. The mission was declared a success. But then the Starship exploded and was tossed in the air before slamming down into the ground in flames. This is the third attempt to successfully land the full-scale prototype of Elon Musk's Mars ship. Two previous test flights crash-landed in fireballs. I'm Karen Chamas.
Buckingham Palace says 99-year-old Prince Philip has had a successful heart procedure at a London hospital and is expected to remain there for several days of rest and recuperation. Philip has been hospitalized since February 16th. He was treated for an infection. Ed Donahue, AP News.